When musical artists are described as influential, it usually means they shape how other artists create songs. Singer Taylor Swift has now proven her influence over the music business. She wrote an open letter to Apple this past weekend about its streaming music service. Swift complained about Apple's plan to run a 3-month trial of the service without paying royalties to artists. After her letter, the company quickly reversed that decision. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Taylor Swift is not the only artist who objects to the digital direction of the music industry. All American
comeback. If you're so inclined to download a copy of country singer Garth Brooks' latest album, Man Against the Machine, you have to go to his personal website, Ghost Tunes, and pay $12.99 for the entire album. You won't find Garth Brooks posting his solo albums on iTunes or Amazon or Spotify or YouTube or any other on-demand digital music service. He talked about this on TV's Access Hollywood Live last year.
If iTunes is going to tell you how to sell your stuff and it's only going to go this way, don't forget who's creating the music and who should be doing the stuff. And I'm telling you, the devil. Nice people? YouTube. Oh, my gosh.
Radiohead has pulled many of their records from Spotify, including the solo album by Thom Yorke. In an interview with the Mexican website Sopitas Musica, Yorke talked about how major record labels are reselling their old catalogs of music to the streaming service.
To me, Spotify, the whole thing is such a massive battle because it's about the future of all music. It's about whether we believe that there is a future in music.
Artists have a reason to be suspicious of the streaming companies and the streaming model because they're not getting big royalty checks like they used to.
Steve Knopper is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone. He says the fault lies with the major record labels that make deals with the streaming services.
And they should probably take it up with their labels if they don't like the way they're being treated. You know, a lot of them have signed their life away in these contracts with the labels so they could get to be big artists in the first place.
Besides the money, creative control is also at issue for some artists.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
It took years for the Beatles to release their music on CD and later on iTunes. You still cannot stream their music. And if streaming is the future, guitarist and composer Mark Rebo doesn't want any part. He argues that jazz, classical, folk, experimental, and a lot of indie music is in jeopardy. He even wrote an anthem for artists who feel used by how people get their music off the internet. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.